Right now, it's time for date night. Joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar, and we are going to talk about cool things that you can do in the community on a date or anything else. How are you?
That was great, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry that I've doomed us all to snow on Thursday.
How did you do most of snow?
I just told somebody yesterday. It's like, yeah, you know, it's weird. I think we've made it for the first time in a long time for a year and not have snow. And then the next literal day.
You can't say that until March. I think March 1st you can get away with it, but not until then. Not until then, Bednar.
All around work today, everybody's sharing the infographic from WRAL where it's like, an inch of snow?
Yeah. The one with like the three question marks at the end of that. It's like... Yeah, I don't know who came up with that graphic.
It's already spawned a conversation at work about like, oh, time to make like milk and bread runs. So nobody got anything done today.
Because they were all too busy at the store buying
milk
and bread.
Stocking up on French toast stuff,
Yeah. Do you have insight as to why the milk and bread thing gets bought before a snowstorm? Why those two specific things?
French toast
specifically. That's our go-to.
Do you not have beloved childhood memories of hankering up before a snow, your bread and milk and eggs whipping into a custardy delicious treat?
No, I grew up in Michigan, and when we get a snow like that, that's just like a Thursday.
Right. Cottage cheese and white bean chili.
Pretty much. Yeah exactly. Yeah. All right, so what are we going to talk about today?
I want to talk about kind of unexpectedly good, like, date night ideas.
Okay.
Like, you know, you go in and it's like, oh, man, like, that's kind of a weird off-the-wall suggestion, but actually ends up being really fun.
Yeah. Such as?
See? I'm working on my Aaron Keck level segs. I'm not there yet. But no.
Give it time.
If only. But last night, you and I, before we met our friends for dinner, were talking about, like, where can you go and grab a drink, like, at South Point Mall.
Right.
That is not the place that we're going.
Yes.
To have dinner because...
And to be honest, like, the place that we were going to have dinner was not even the place that we would have wanted to, like, stop and have a drink necessarily.
Right. But, you know, it was immediately discounted.
Yes.
And as a joke, throughout Cheesecake Factory, never, ever throw anything out as a joke with Aaron because he will immediately glom onto
it. I have not been to Cheesecake Factory in quite some time, Brad, and last I went, I had a delightful evening.
And that's why we went to Cheesecake Factory.
And then we went to Cheesecake Factory,
And
they've got a nice bar, actually.
Yeah. It's a surprisingly, like, well-stocked and, like, fancy bar.
Like, friendly bartender. The people who were sitting there were chill. You could have a conversation with them. It was nice.
And there's a couple things that I like about it, right? Like, one thing is that, I don't know if you know this about me, but...
Well, I'm going to find out if I don't.
I can, on occasion, be chatty.
Yes, that's true. I did know that about you.
Not always.
Yeah, not always.
But occasionally, like, as a person of the people, I want to go and be with the people and have conversation with them, especially when I travel, like for work trips and stuff. You know, just me by my lonesome, usually in the airport bar or the Sky Club or, you know, the hotel bar after a long, hard day.
Do you get work done on these work trips? I feel like...
Here and there. Here and there. But it's always like a weird highlight of the trip to, like, be sitting in, like, the Dallas airport next to someone you're never going to see again, talking about their, like, aeronautics job while you're waiting for American Airlines to get their crap together and actually find out a way to get you home.
I feel like you're referring to a specific moment, but I also simultaneously feel like this just happens to you every single time you go on a work trip. You always invariably get routed through Dallas and find yourself sitting next to some different person every time who works for aeronautics.
Like, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew there's a burgeoning industry? But that's kind of fun. Like, and when we sat down at Cheesecake Factory, like, there they are, like, random people who were not aeronautics people, as far as I know.
Although we didn't get into occupation, so they may well have been.
We
you
didn't.
Know?
If you're listening, nice people that we met, call in and tell us what you do for a living. But they sat down. We talked about restaurants. They were very excited at their giant plate of what I think was the, like, chicken tenders or like the buffalo tenders.
I think it was wings.
But they weren't, they were boneless wings, and they were like 5 deep fried breaded chicken breasts.
Yeah.
It was an impossible amount of food for just 2 people. You didn't offer to share. That's okay. It's fine.
We were going to dinner somewhere else. It was okay.
I probably would have torn into some chicken.
We're going to have a conversation later about your proclivity to just reach over and mooch off of other people's plates while sitting at the bar.
I mean, I've got all kinds of stories where I sit next to strangers and have food envy. Not once have they offered me anything, but like...
That's a shame, really.
How nice is it to walk in somewhere, like, go sit at the bar. You and I like to sit at a corner if we can,
right.
So it's kind of like we're sitting at a table
right.
together. I went with our friend Jeff before Mean Girls to 106 Main, which is kind of our like Durham bar.
Mm.
When we want like a seedy vibe that's not at all seedy.
Yes.
And I sat like where I would normally sit with us, like at the corner, expecting Jeff to also like sit at the other corner so we could have a conversation.
Nope.
And no, he just sits like 2 chairs down.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, you were supposed to sit there.
You're sitting in the date night corner, and that was not a date night.
No, it wasn't a date night. But yeah, that's
so
my
take
right now. You
can't sit
in the
date night corner if it's not a date night. That's the rule.
That's my first idea for like an unexpectedly fun date night is to like go to like a big chain restaurant like the Cheesecake Factory, sit at the bar, people watch, judge everyone for their food choices. And just kind of like soak up that like no reservation required dinner experience.
I'm going to say a really fun date night can be to go to a restaurant in what might otherwise be a really like not great looking strip mall.
Uh-huh,
there's
uh-huh.
a few of these in the area where like you pull into the parking lot and it's like, oh, I'm not sure about this. And then you walk in and it's fantastic. And I think the classic example of that is Gotcholina.
I was going to say, right?
Up in Northwest Durham, which is way out on, what is it, Guess Road,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah,
way out on Guess Road, where you're starting to drive. You've already pretty much driven out of town. And then on the right is this very seedy looking strip mall with a nondescript Italian restaurant right in the middle of it that just so happens to have won the NNO's like best restaurant of the Triangle Award back in 2016 or 17 or whatever.
It's been a hot sec.
It's been a while, but it's still a great restaurant. A little bit less the case, but kind of along the same lines as Welly's in southern Durham. And I say a little bit less the case, not because of the quality of the restaurant, but because it's a nicer looking strip mall.
Right.
Like there's a lot of stuff there, but it's still like kind of nondescript on 15501. And then you pull into the parking lot, and you're like, I'm not sure about this. And then you walk in, and it's not only amazing food, but amazing Zimbabwean food that you can't get anywhere else.
Which
is fantastic.
I've slowly like lowered my threshold for like strip mall restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't care if it's in a seedy strip mall as long as like the parking lot is paved.
Right.
You know, that kind of balances it out. I'm sure somewhere out there in Durham, someone's favorite restaurant is in like a gravel parking lot where like 3 of the letters have fallen off of the sign, and it's like, oh man, like if you want pierogi, like this is where you have to go.
Not pierogi, barbecue. Any great barbecue restaurant is going to have a seedy looking building with a gravel parking lot. I think that's just the rule.
Well, yeah, but like you also have that like old timey Coca-Cola sign from like what I always assumed is the 60s, but it could be like the 20s
40s,
or the 40s.
30s, yeah,
like, I don't know.
Like that.
There's a certain like time in chronology where I just assume it's from the 60s because it's before I was alive.
So like, then it's ancient history no matter what.
But it's still there.
Right,
so
right.
Like the 60s is kind of the encapsulation of that for me. But
that's fair. Yeah. The other like fun, unusually fun date night that I might suggest, and you and I have done this and maybe should do this more often, is UNC sporting events. And I'm not talking about like the big go to a football game, go to a men's basketball game or something like that, but go to the Bosch, go to a baseball game, go to a men's or women's lacrosse game, or go check out a tennis match or something like that. Like it's a really, really cool vibe when you go to or women's basketball, where they don't necessarily get as big a crowd out in Carmichael as the men's team gets in the Smith Center. But the vibe is amazing. It's a really fun atmosphere, and you can have a great time.
And this goes back to like my New Year's resolution for keen listeners, which is like to go out and support more local blank, right? Like, whether it's like plays or bands or whatever, like go support like local sports teams. Like,
right,
I think
right.
I use the phrase content creators, but like sports is content. Like, why not do that? I also like the idea, and like again, like this is a very like not me thing. Much like, you know, going to like the local sporting event's not the top of the list of things that I think of to do on the weekend, even though I know I'm gonna have a great time. Go somewhere that has multiple restaurants, like make a reservation somewhere, and then just go to a different restaurant. Like completely buck your trends. Like, ah, oh, you know what? I'm here. Like at like the Mexican restaurant that I don't know the name of near Zwelly's. Let's just go to Zwelly's instead. Like,
right, right.
Oh, like we're by like South Point Mall. Like we're gonna go to Harvest. Like, you know what? Let's go to Tomato Jake's and have that like spontaneous
trivia night. Still have not done
night.
Tomato
yeah.
Jake's. Yeah.
I think that we'll find that like you can have a great date night anywhere. So long as I'm with you.
And that wraps up date night. I think that's... I had another thought, but that's a perfect ending.
Did you like that?
I did like that. That's a good ending. Hey, check out the archive at theaaronkeckshow.com. And if you've got great ideas, tweet us at Aaron Keck, at More Than Awesome. Let us know. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.